Welcome to Spirit Behind the Screen. Each episode, your host, Marty McCurdy, deep dives on industry trends around high reliability electronics and the supply chain in aerospace and defense.
This is episode 58 on radiation sample preparation at Spirit Electronics.
Good morning, it's Spirit Behind the Screen, and producer Alyssa is here today with Marty so that we can have a chat about our radiation testing sample prep. So Marty, it's great to sit down with you, and I think this is a really interesting new service that we come into play on. We've been working with radiation testing with our new space customers, our prime space customers, as that industry has shifted rapidly around the commercial changes in the space industry and satellites. The other side, we bought a lab this year.
We did, yes. Spent some money.
Yeah. And that's opened up some new capabilities specific to and very valuable in radiation testing. So, and that's sample preparation. So what is sample preparation?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, first off, thanks for having me on your show, because you really are the queen of this show. I just occasionally come in and have a chat, but it's nice to be on this side of the mic with you.
Oh, you're the personality.
Well, for sure we did an acquisition this year, actually now, I think we bought it in June. And it was a great facility. It was Insight Analytical Labs in Colorado Springs, and I knew the previous owner for about 30 years. That ages me a little bit, I realize. The capabilities that they have there, and what we have three major pillars there, but one of them is IP services. So we can do IP support for those that are, you know, facing legal issues. Then the big, you know, low-hanging fruit is DPA, but I'm super happy to talk about the radiation prep, because Spirit really has gotten much deeper into radiation testing. The way the world's players are out here and the threats that the vulnerabilities that the U.S. faces, it used to be that radiation services really, I would say, I don't know what the percentage is, but let's say it's about 80 or 90% of it was always TID and SEE, right? So total ionizing dose and single event effects. And that really was the lion's share. But now, even with those two radiation testing, for SEE, we have to do sample prep. Yep. And so that really does fall into our new lab's capabilities. And that prep really is so that we can get the exposed part of the dye exposed to the beam, right? So that's the exciting part, and we're kind of adding more capabilities in that area as we speak, actually, to kind of support this area of the industry a little bit more.
And the nice part about now we have this component of the sample prep, and we have the lab that's capable of taking that apart and working with the dye and getting down to that inner workings of the component or a device, is that we have the whole supply chain. That end-to-end that you've been so excited to have, we've now got another component in there, especially when it comes to the radiation testing. So do you wanna walk us through, like, what is the process? Because we can go from ordering the part, receiving it, handling it, inspecting it, doing any of the other testing requirements or any of those small inspections, all the way up to more long-term tests on the full lot of products.
You spelled it out extremely well. So it really comes down, we always use the word pedigree, right? So it comes down to having the right pedigree of the parts. Obviously, you know, everyone makes a version of a product in maybe three or four different, like, classifications. So there's the commercial grade that I always say goes into the Nintendo for the kids, right? And if it fails, then you take it back to Walmart. Then you have the industrial side, where we got, you know, a lot of machines out there. You don't want it to fail because production gets interrupted, but that you can still repair, right? Then we have the military grade, which nobody wants to fail, especially, you know, in-flight failures. But then we have space. So the challenge is you can't get it back from space, right? So if you have a product with these four different categories, really what we're doing is when somebody comes to us for radiation, they're asking us, please find me the pedigree lot date code parts that I can fly. and they're going to pass in radiation. So we kind of start there from a distribution channel. And what we like to do is we like to go, okay, let's take this lot of parts, but we're going to chop them up and do a construction analysis first so that we can say, yes, everything we see about the assembly process, the materials used, the metal layers in the die, all of that looks as we expect it to from the manufacturer. And this is a good lot of parts to move forward with, because at the end, it's going to take months of work and a lot of money, and we want to be successful at the end as close as we can. So that first pedigree piece is key. And then once we do get that business in-house, we're very big on the electrical test, right? So a lot of people can go to the beam, they test the beam, test the part at the beam, and they come back with some, you know, kind of static or just power on kind of radiation services. But what we do differently is that we do a full characterization, we call it. So that is because we have the testers, the big Verigy 93Ks, and we have some other advanced testers and high voltage testers here. So what we do in the initial step is that we have an NRE for test program development and hardware, and we do a full data sheet characterization of this part first. That gives you a baseline. And then we move forward, do whatever radiation testing that the customer wants, but then we come back and again do the test on our testers. So we have very unique ways of, you know, we don't do the dry ice thing, but we have very unique ways of keeping the part in its state from the beams. And we've been very successful in helping our customer base really outline exactly what it is that is, you know, gets them to a successful product procurement for a radiation piece.
And the nice thing is we handle that part from the beginning to the end. So Indeed. You don't have to worry about it. It moves faster when we're transporting to and from the beam. Mm-hmm. We know and can guarantee how it's been handled and inspected and stored that entire time. And that gives it, I mean, you like to have that kind of control when you're working with the samples too, because then you get better test data.
Yes.
And I think one of the advantages looking at new space, because that commercialization of space, they're trying to move faster, do more, the volume is higher, the pace is different. And so if we have a supply chain that can support that speed and that level of control and that volume, because they're trying to take more commercial product to get it up there faster.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's a good thing you're in our marketing, you know all these things. You're right, though. You know, one of the things that our customer base tells us, especially even the big primes, but even in new space like you're talking about, what we are is very agile, and we hear that from our customer base all the time. But you're right, we get this end-to-end service. And new space, you're exactly right. There's constellations out there. The quantities are bigger, but we do control it. So there's nothing worse than having a product that may pass all the radiation tests and you've spent, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars getting that data. And then, you know, somebody mishandles an ESD zap and, and the part's done, right? So that is a challenge. So we definitely have ESD zero here at Spirit. We're very big on our training and handling of parts here. But so if you can't prep the part right, you can't get good test results at the beam. So we really have evaluated what we have there. We're adding some new equipment. We were just discussing it yesterday. But basically, you know, we can ion etch anything that we need. We have an REI there. We can acid etch. We can do a combination of nitric and sulfuric acids to try to etch. But we're going to up our game also with the copper wire and plastic packages, because that's becoming so prevalent.
Yeah.
So the ability to remove the mold compound and be able to get to the dye level. And then obviously if the silicon is inverted and we need to shave down the silicon a little bit to get it to about 50 microns, we'll do that as well. But that prep part of it, you know, beam availability these days still is very tricky. You know, getting beam time is still like pulling teeth. And so for us, we can, you know, we know when the parts are going to be here because we order those from our supply chain. We can then know the day they come in, we're going to start the prep process of decap and milling down the silicon if we need to. And then we know exactly the day that we have availability then to go to the beam, right? So it's really, it's a logistical magic show, right? It all has to work. And getting those dates lined up helps when you have full control over all the pieces.
And it's nice for, we're positioned so that we can help fill those gaps. When the schedule opens, when those windows of opportunity come up with the beam time, we can get you in. We're on those calls every week with MDA. We're collaborating within the industry because that beam time is a challenge.
It is a challenge, yes. I think it's been two summers ago now. We had to go to Belgium and Finland, but luckily, yes, we're on enough programs that we're on the call. MDA obviously is managing the beam times in the U.S. very well, so hats off to them for that organization. But we're on those calls every Monday just to organize who gets beam time. And we've been very fortunate to have access to a lot of beam time. So it's been super helpful. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you for chatting today. It was nice to hear some more insight on what the sample prep is in that part of the process. Because that was just a, like you said, it's a nice extra step that we now provide in-house that speeds that process and works with everybody's timeline. So
it does. Yeah. It's kind of, you know, I don't know what it's like. It's kind of like having the best stock kitchen. You know? I can make whatever I need.
3-course meal. Yeah,
that's right. 5-star Michelin going on here. Yeah. So yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. We'll be back again to talk more on radiation. So
excellent.
Thanks for listening with Spirit this week. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast to let us know what you want to hear about in aerospace and defense. You can find out more about Spirit's value-added services and product lines at spiritelectronics.com.